Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Sarah Baer from SWCA Environmental Consultants.
Okay, I'll be state your name and the company and title and all that stuff.
Yeah, my name is Sarah Baer. I work for SWCA Environmental Consultants.
SWCA Environmental Consultants. Where are you guys located?
We're here in Bismarck, but we have 30 offices throughout the West, slowly expanding to the East.
And are you located in Bismarck?
Yes, we are.
So what is it that SWCA Environmental Consultants does?
Yeah, we take care of all the environmental, regulatory, and compliance work for oil and gas clients. So essentially, all those environmental laws that have to be taken care of prior to a well pad or a pipeline going in or any of those types of things.
What is it like working with the oil companies? Is it something they welcome you in? Are they kind of leery when you show up on their doorstep? Are you a facilitator? You know, when we're talking about environment and regulations, how is it the working relationship?
I think that our working relationship with our clients is very much a partnership. And so we work together to make sure that we can navigate through the regulatory network and all the environmental laws. And so I think that our clients very much welcome our guidance through those laws.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the guidance that you might provide. I'll give you an example. When I talked to Beaver Creek Archaeology, for example, they mentioned, you know, some of the, you know, spearheads or some of the things that they might find. What is it, some of the guidance that you give oil and gas?
Sure, there's lots of different areas of environment. So we may look at bird surveys, so eagle permit takes, those kinds of things. Cultural resources, so the same thing as Beaver Creek, archaeology, arrowheads. We also look at things like endangered and threatened species. So the Dakota skipper is a big issue here. It's a little butterfly, and it's actually threatened and endangered here. And surveys are coming up soon, so we got to make sure that we're taking care of our oil and gas clients who may have habitat in their areas.
Do you find that wind is producing some questions when it comes to environment? I've heard everything from eagle's nest to birds migrating. Do you guys work with any wind companies? I see there's a turbine on your booth here, so I just wanted to ask you about some of the environmental concerns with nature when it comes to wind.
Oh, definitely. So we do work with generation, a lot of different wind clients, and you have all sorts of issues. Again, migratory birds are the biggest issue for wind clients, and so making sure those turbines are not going to impact areas where birds may be migrating through and looking for suitable habitat to nest or to breed or whatever the case may be.
How about when it comes to permitting? That can change pretty quickly. So if let's say some sort of permit process changes, how does that work with your clients?
As far as?
Well, I was just thinking about, like, maybe if there's a new deadline that they need to meet, and they're already working with you, or would they then reach out to you, I guess? And I was thinking of the flaring one, for an example, when they had that October 1st deadline a few years ago. When there's a change in, say, some regulations, how do you guys then fit into the picture?
Of course. I think it works both ways. Sometimes we have clients reaching out to us, asking us about new laws and new regulations that are taking care of. Mm-hmm. And also vice versa, we may see new things that are coming in, that is happening with state or federal agencies, and then remind our clients, hey, these new laws are going to take into effect. How can we help guide you through that process?
To listen to the full-length interview with Sarah Baer with SWCA Environmental Consultants, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Open window came like Sinatra in a younger day, pushing the town away, away.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And United Frac. For more information, give them a call at 713-352-0556 or check them out online at www.unitedfrac.com. That's United Frac. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Hey, oh, mama, hey, life in a northern town.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Army's West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.